So now let's get to this part. Altoona obviously has been a model franchise with a model ballpark. All right. So let me put this out there to you. They just dropped 40 franchises, but like you're talking about the Appalachian League, several franchises in the New York Penn League, Pioneer League, things like that. Exactly where are their options?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, sure. What's Major League Baseball's option? If you don't go to Altoona, where are you going to go?
That's a good point. And it's really because could that actually give minor league franchises some leverage? See, at this point, over the last year, not having a season last year, all minor league franchises are living in fear right now. They're all living in fear.
I agree.
Because they missed their revenue last year, and now they've got to worry about all these upgrades. But could it potentially swing the other way based on the question that you just mentioned? Okay, could minor league baseball owners all band together and say, hey, you're going to force us to do all this stuff. What if we don't? Where are you going to go? How are you going to operate your business without minor league players? Could that happen, Steve? I don't know. I think, again, there's so much fear involved. But that actually could be a little bit of leverage for minor league owners if they were all able to stand together and say, hell no, we're not going to do this because if we don't, where are you going to go?
Well, that'd be the equivalent, though, of an NFL strike. You know, part of the problem is, you know, you'd have people looking around saying, like Sacramento, we can't do this.
Yep.
We got it. Yep. And they can't afford to be missing any more games. That's the leverage Major League Baseball has over them. But at the same time, you're like, well, you don't like Altoona? Where are you going to go? Erie?
Steve, you know this very well, and people inside minor league baseball know this very well, but I don't think casual sports fans know this really at all. Minor league baseball franchises do not make a lot of money.
No.
They just don't. You know, maybe Sacramento. I looked through some of these numbers last year. There are a few that are in the $1.5 million, $2.5 million revenue per year. Most minor league franchises make a profit of $200,000, $400,000, $600,000 a year.
Exactly.
So their entire year, the profit is less than $500,000 for a whole lot. So you're not talking about major, you know, business entities here. And I don't think that sports fans, or, you know, who maybe go to these ballparks fully understand that. These are not rich owners, by and large. These are not, you know, guys that have $100 million. You know, minor league baseball owners, a lot of times, you know, while they're not using the franchise as their primary source of income, they certainly can't afford to lose money on them like they did last year. So that's really where the minor league baseball business model is just fascinating compared to most businesses. Because I think most fans would probably think, okay, yeah, the Altoona Curve, the Trenton Thunder, the Reading Fighting Fields, maybe they make $5-10 million a year.
No,
it's probably more like $500,000 to $800,000.